Well, I'm finally back in LA for a full day before I hit the road again. And it hasn't been easy being away so much, but in the grand scheme of human existence, come on, what do I have to complain about, really? I get paid very well to see a different part of the country, or sometimes world, every week, and do a job that I really enjoy. It is definitely a huge blessing in my life. It is my unconventional life on the go. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is my unconventional life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? But I do need the perspective to see that sometimes, to see all the blessings in my life. While I've been on the road this week, I've done a lot of work on myself, reading, thinking things through, what's important, what's not, and what are perspectives that I wish to hold on to every day? What can I change or control about my life to make it better, more peaceful, less anxious? And they're inspired somewhat by the Matthew McConaughey speech that I mentioned last week, or the life coach questions that I mentioned, or the Mark Manson book that I mentioned too. I'm getting inspiration from many sources. Anyway, I wrote down 10 mantras. See what you think. 1. Everything is already written. We are just reading the book. I know this is hard for some people to wrap their head around, and I get it. But I truly believe it is fact. And when you take that mindset, it doesn't make the resulting emotions any less powerful. It just lets you sometimes surrender to the process. 2. My life was full of many tragedies, many of which never happened. I think this was Mark Twain, but it really is an axiom. Yeah, I never knew that word either. And I'm not sure that it really fits now. But it's best to laugh at this, as well as many of life's absurdities, many of the things that we spend time fretting about that ultimately will have no bearing on our lives. 3. These are important things. Being a good father, being financially solvent, being physically and mentally healthy, having good relationships, expressing love to the feminine. Now, that's not just a flowery way of saying having sex with girls. It's just a way of saying be around them, honor them. Sometimes just sharing a coffee or catching the eye of a beautiful girl is enough. As I've mentioned before, it's a core value for me. 4. Some women enjoy and desire sex. You can have positive, healthy sexual relationships with women without giving up your beliefs and or boundaries. And this is part of Mark Manson's book about limiting beliefs. And I find myself telling myself the opposite story very often. Especially also the opposite of 5, some girls that you find attractive will find you attractive too. And this was always a big one for me. And I've spent a good portion of my adult life telling myself the opposite. telling people about the Venn diagram of my dating life, where the circle with girls that I find attractive and the circle with girls who find me attractive has such a tiny sliver that crosses over that I struggle to find anything fulfilling. I know this attitude, in fact, created or manifested it in my life, if for no other reason than it made me weird and awkward around girls that I found attractive, thrusting them out of the circle that found me attractive. 6. Money equals freedom. Happiness equals experience and peace. Love equals connection. Just helps you to know what these things mean to you. It makes it easier to understand their role in your life and understand them for what they are. 7. Accept the decisions that you make. It is written. Don't live in fear. Let things go that you did your best. I've spent an inordinate amount of time in my life contemplating decisions. And at times, it's paralyzed me, drained the minutes and hours of my life, and ultimately hasn't, I don't think, made me a more effective decision maker, or rather someone who makes the right decisions. I think I read that somewhere too, that life isn't about the decisions you make, it's about the way you react to the consequences of those decisions. And sometimes as well, life is about the decisions that you don't make. 8. Try not to absorb the energy of others. They are reflections of their own beliefs and experiences, not yours. This can be a hard one for me too. I find myself very empathic, but I need to find ways to let those emotions run through me. Affect me if I can do something positive in the world, but not if I can't. I don't know if that makes sense. 9. Live in your world. That means do the things that you want. Don't stay up late to go to bars to meet girls if you're a morning person who prefers jogging and coffee shops and bookstores. Girls are everywhere, and you're way more likely to have positive experiences with them when you're in places and mindsets that vibe with your soul, not counteract it. 10. Go to bed early. Get up early. Meditate. Exercise. Be grateful. And to that end, I'm going to bed tonight at 10 p.m. instead of going out to an SPLA meetup that I could have gone to. I'm aiming for 8 hours sleep before I get up to Skype with Eri and Amelia in Japan, 14 hours ahead at 10 p.m. their time. Pretty cool world we live in, huh? I absolutely love seeing the pictures and videos of Amelia in Japan, with her family, grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins. She reaches out and like touches them. She laughs maniacally at her grandma. And she rolls over now and screams and coos and looks lovingly at Eri when she grabs her by the face. I just can't say enough how much joy it brings me to see Amelia growing and developing and experiencing the world. And Eri is such a wonderful mum, the way she completely devotes herself to this. So you can add her, and of course Amelia, to my blessings. In fact, as this week ended and I headed home from the road, there was a tangible sense of hope and positive possibility for the future. Is that 2 weeks in a row now? What's going on? I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. Is perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.